In recent years, the members of Irish rock band U2 have publicly supported the United Nations Millennium Development Goals, which are aimed at ending poverty and hunger. Singer Bono has led the cause, which can be heard in the band's music. This socially conscious message has inspired a Wisconsin church to rally around the development goals in a unique way. Tomorrow night, St. James Episcopal Church in Milwaukee will hold its first U2Eucharist. The event, called Jesus Loves You Too, is a traditional Eucharist service that uses the music of U2. Reverend Deborah Tragel says the service is meant to combine a worship experience with the energy of a rock concert.
Milwaukee is a town that has a lot of faithful, deeply committed Christians of all ages, and a proud music tradition where we wedded our love of music to our worship experience. But the one niche that probably hasn't been explored fully is how do we take the music of young people, the music of rock, and wed it with our worship.
An Episcopal priest in Maine first came up with the idea of combining U2 with the anti-poverty message. Reverend Tracol says bringing the U2Eucharist to Milwaukee was natural.
For a city like Milwaukee, which struggles with its own huge pockets of poverty, which is also a deeply worship-committed city, that to wed those two together was a natural match.
Reverend Tracol says that U2 is a unique band because they reach a wide audience while focusing on political and social causes. The event is free, but an offering will be taken during the service. The funds collected will be donated to the Guest House, a Milwaukee homeless shelter, as well as a program that funds camp scholarships for inner-city youth. Rachel Nason, Wisconsin Public Radio.